Yamed Aleph. The Gemara, we had in the Mishnah as follows. Oise shtei botei nirin, benirin ubekirus. That's what we had in the Mishnah. Zogt die Gemara, mai benirin, Omar Rabaye tarti bebas nira vechode benira. Yes, now this is a very unclear Gemara. So in Maisei Ha'oireg, he explains as follows. There are different types of weaves that they used to weave with. And the weave that was shchiach bimei Chazal, when they wove wool, looked as follows. Now, in order to make this weave, which is on page 43, figure 49, there's one kunst to it. You have to, how do you make this weave? So you make this weave as follows. You put two chutei shesi in one base near, and one chut of shesi in the next base near, and that's how you're going to accomplish this. Then you're going to make this type of weave, and this was the weave that was bimei Chazal. So this he brings from the Teferis Yisrael, that the Teferis Yisrael said pshat in our Gemara, nearly that is pshat. Mai benirin omar abaye tartei bebeis nir v'chode benira. But let's explain this a little better before we go on to Rashi. The tartei bebeis nir v'chode benira, it seems that we have to picture the nirin, which is a whole construction. It's a box with a lot of threads in it, and each thread had a tabas in the middle, and all the chutei ashesi went through, there were two boxes. There was one that the odd numbers of the chutei ashesi went through, and one that the even numbers went through. So the Gemara is saying as follows, tartei bebotei nire, two threads he put in to one base near, v'chode benire, in one thread, went through this base near, it went through the slots. It went to the other base near. Why he doesn't speak about the other base near? Beisach nisht. But, or it could be, for chiyuv, you're not mechuyev to put the other thread in the other base near. Could be this is already sufficient. Because if two are in the tabas, and one is in the slot between the next chut, so memela you can weave already, because you just lift up, you can lift up already, when you lift up the heddle, so memela, so the two chutei ashesi lift up, and the other one, which is not in the tabaz, will remain down. So could be that as long as you put two in the base near, and one next to the base near, so memela could be with that your, you already mechuyev ha'oise shtei botei nirin beniran. So that Abaye said pshat, that you put the two chutei shasi in one base nir, and the third chut you put next to it. And that is sufficient. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, tartei bebotei nire vechode benire. Beis pa'omim markiv lechut shel shesi bebas nire. So he learns pshat, you put in two chutim. The lashon is a little dochuk, but beis pa'omim markiv lechut shel shesi, maybe it's not too bad. You take two chutim, he would seem beis pa'omim markiv, it's one chutim, do it two times. But you take two chutim lechut shel shesi bebas nire, you put a yeh, va'achas benire, upam shlishes, or the third chut, markivoi al chut hanira, shekoirin litza. So he learns pshat, what's the taich, markivoi al chut hanira, that you don't put it through the tabas, you put it, Markibi, you put it next to the Tabas. Near the Chut HaNira. Hamulkov al Hakone. So Hamulkov al Hakone, Mistome, he means that the Chutim, the Tiferes Yisrael explains, this was a box made out, this Hedel is a box made out of four Konim. So Memele, so Pshat is all the Chutim were Mulkev al Hakone. So this third Chut, Markivoy al Chut HaNira. So Al Chut HaNira, he explains in Ma'aseh Yoyrig, on page 67, he says as follows. He has eight pshatim in our Gemara, and the seventh pshat is Rashi's pshat. He says, first of all, Rashi Mairi Aleph Barigit, speaking about that he's weaving. Beis, bas, loshen, beis, that you're putting through the tabas. That is the beis, that's the bias that the Chutei Ashesi go through. Barigas Temer shall one two, K'moy Ha'oruch, with the Tiferes Yisrael. Rashi is also speaking about that pshat in Rashi, that you're making a weaving of one to two, so Memela, therefore, two chutim went into the base near, and the third chut went into the next to it. Now, he has a psashtik teire that the Gemara here is not telling us what to do to be mechuyev. No, the Gemara is just explaining us what these kelim are. That's how he learns pshat in the Gemara. So he says, simin lahakir hanirim. The Gemara just wants to explain to you which are the nirim, v'loy ha-pa'ula ha-mechayeves. Not what one has to do in order to be chayev. And that he has a psahol ariches to prove this. So later he says, v'abayinos en simen lahakir oisoy shezeh kli, this is the keli, sheha-oirik hichnis chuti ha-shesi v'soichoy, ba-oifen, Shel shnei chuti shesi besoich beisnir. This is the keli that you put two chuti shesi besoich beisnir. V'chut shesi echad and the third chut of shesi, the haino ashlishi, mulkav olav mibachutz. Is mulkav olav mibachutz. The loshin makive shel rashi, haino minatzad. That means it's not on top of it, it's next to it. Al-Koponim, so Abaye is telling us, and I think that is the chiddush of Abaye, that if you put two chutim in the beis nir and one chut next to it, so already you accomplished that you have a chutei ashesi, which you are able now to weave. It would seem you're chayev afilu without putting the third chut in the next base near. Because as we mentioned before, al kaponim, you could lift up al kaponim to the two chutei ashesi. Now, exactly how this stems with Rashi in the Mishnah. Now, we hear in the Mishnah says, Ha'oise shtei botei nirin. So Rashi said in the Mishnah, botei nirin, shenosam beis chutim shel shesi benira. Here Rashi says, you put beis chutim shel shesi benira. And here we have, l'cheire des tvi chutim. Unless we will say that when they set it up, they did it with two chutim, but they doubled the chut. Maybe later they cut it off. Maybe that would then we could do everything with two chutim. Maybe that would be pshat. That tarti bebotei nira v'chode benira beis pomim markiv lechut shel shesi bebas nira. Could be they doubled the chut and they stuck it in. And the second chut is they put next to it. So it could be that is pshat, then it would be good, because the Mishnah says, ha'isa shtei botei nirim, Rashi says, pshat, you do it with two chutim. Shenosan beis chutim shel shesi benire. And here he was saying that Rashi is speaking about that you're making a pattern with which works with three chutim. So it could be, maybe that's what Rashi means, you double the chut. We're just saying the minimum pa'ula to do to be mechuyev. So it could be you double the chut in one base near, and one chut you put next to it, and so that's the oifen you're mechuyev. Bekirus, benirin bekirus. My bekirus, omarav mitzuvise. After looking in the Sefer Maisa Oireg, page 31 to 33, now we can understand Rashi. So Rashi says, now we'll see Rashi. So the Gemara says, Bekirus, my Bekirus, Omarav Mitzuvise. So let us see Rashi. Mitzuvise, so Rashi says, this Tzuvise, Beyeriyas Garden, this Tzuvise, this was a sophisticated keli. This was used by the weavers. Ho Ergen Beregel, who? The Koiren Limaish. The He Bemokem Hakona Ho Oile Vyoyred Beyeriyas Arigas Noshim. This was in the place of the Kona Oile Vyoyred Beyeriyas Noshim Shekoiren Frisha. That means Rashi understood if someone's going to learn the Gemara, they never were by a weaver, they don't know what's flying. So Rashi says, this is by the weavers, but this does the same thing what the what is accomplished by the Ibamakim Akona Ha'ila V'yoyred. Now if the exactly pshat in the Mishnah, I don't know. If the Mishnah means that in order to be chayev, he has to put it through the kirus also, because how does the kirus come in? Which would make sense. That means, it seems they used to, the Tiferes Yisrael explains, they used to start putting the chutim through the bote nirin. And then later they attached it to the koivet ta'olyin of the koivet ta'achna, but they started in the middle, and they went down. So Memela could be, in order to be chayiv, you have to put it through the kirus also. You have to put, because the kirus was a keli that ensured that you'll be able to be oirig with it. This was, so maybe could be here to enter the base near and also here to enter the kirus. Or else the mission is very unclear. Oise shtei botei nirin benirin bekirus. Unless kirus alone is also a mechayiv. It is very unclear, bekitza. Let us go a little further. Vatoifel based tfiris. Now, it says further in the Mishnah, Vatoifel based tfiris. Frek de gemore hotonine ba'avois meloches Vatoifel based tfiris. We learned this already. So the gemore answers, Mishim de kaboy le misne seife ba'kereya almenas litfer based tfiris. He wants to speak eremenas litfer based tfiris. Toninami hatoifel. He says a taifa also. In fact, the Gemara Vakareya Hanami Tanina Bovis Milochis. This we also learned already. El Mishim de Kaboi Lemisne Seifa Kareya Bachamosoi Val Mesoi. This we didn't learn, and there the Mishnah says that Yapotel. So Mishimochik Tani Ataifa Shtaitviris. It seems to get into the swing of all these inyonim. So Ataifa Nakereya Manas Litfa, then Akereya Bachamosoi. By Kereya Almenas Litver Shtei Tviris. He says, a person is a Kereya Almenas Litver Shtei Tviris. Eichi Mashkachas Lo, how is this, what is the case over here that you have to be Kereya, the Ovdo Ki Kisiso. So the Ovdo HaBeget, he had made the Beget Ki Kisiso. Hoylechas Umiskapelis. It seems the Beget was before not sewn properly, so it was bulging. She'ein habeget shove uboileit bebeget kamin kiss. The it wasn't made correctly. V'tzorich likroya habeget lemato. So you have to tear the beget lemato umoilel lifnim, and then you bend it in the veinik v'tzvira misyashevis, and then the tzvira will be misyashev. So that is the purpose of kereya manas litva. Zogt de Mishnah weiter. Hakoireya bachamosoi, ba'al meisoi. Two cases. Okay, Rebbe Chamosse, a person tore a beged because he was angry. Va'al meisoi, or he tore al meisoi. V'chol amikalkalin pturim. And v'chal any mikalkal is potter. Va'amikalkal al menas lesakein, shiyuroi kimisake. Va'amikalkal al menas lesakein, shiyuroi kimisake. Exactly what the Mishnah means over here, the Merei Meisode wants to say two pshotim, what this means over here, because we had, l'cheire, this is repetitious, this is like a kerei amanas litver based tfireis. So l'cheire, this is you're a mekalkul amanas l'saken, and the shir is the shir tikkun. So what is he saying over here? So the Merei Meisode wants to say two malchim. He wants to say that, let's say if the tikkun needs, he has to be a kereya ashir hei tfiris. That's the tikkun of the beged would be, you have to be kereya so much that is the amokim of hei tfiris. And what will be if he tore less than that? So he says, then he won't be chayiv. This is different than Shem Mishimin. Now, Shem Mishimin is pshat, that a person wrote a miktus, he wrote to Oisius, which is Hashem, and he didn't complete, but that what he wrote was also a ksivet. So mele he's chayiv. Masha'enken, if a kereya al-menas l'sakein, that means, be'etzem, the kriya is a kilkul. The whole sibbe, why one is chayiv on this kilkul, is because of the tikkun that will come out of it. So now, let's say if in order to fix this baguette, you have to be kereya ashir of hei tfiris. And lemaisa, I tour now for two tfiris. So between you and me, even if I'm going to go and be teifer it now, I won't be misaken the baguette. Because the baguette still won't be misukin if I don't make the whole kra. So memele, so that's what the Mishnah is saying. He says, that what we said before, kerei manas litver shtei tfiris, that will be the complete tikkun. The complete tikkun will be with two tfiris, so that's the shir. But if the one needs a bigger tikkun, so shiyurei kimisakin, you're only chayiv for the kilkul if this is a kilkul that will be misakin completely. And a mitzvah kilkul, this is batzim a kilkul gomba, the kri is the kilkul gomba, and with this kri alone, I won't be misakin the beged. So memele, so then you're not chayiv. That's one side he wants to say, a mekalkul al menas l'sakin, shiyurei kimisakin. Then he wants to say, that there's two, that the Mishnah wants to tell us another thing. That the first Mishnah told us, Akerei Amanas Litvel based Tviris Chayev. So their pshat is, that the Mishnah was telling us a Chiddush, even though the Kriya, Mitzad Atzmoy, is not a tikkun whatsoever, but since it is a hachane for a tikkun, you also chayiv. That is so memele. So there, you need a shir of tikkun. That means, in the shir of tikkun is shtei tfiris. That is the minimum shir of tikkun. But he says, akerei al menas l'saken perish, the misaken bozeh shehu kereya. What if that alone is the tikkun? The tikkun is, that means he'll have a case that the kriya alone is a tikkun, so then there's no shir of base tfiris. Then whatever the shir of the kriya is that is misakin, that is sufficient. That means it could be a filu less than two tfiris. The Mishnah before is telling us a case by Kerei Amenas Litver, so here Be'etzim the Kriya is a kilkul. So the whole Sibes Achiev is because from this Kilkel, eventually I'll end up with a Tikkun. So you need a Tikkun of Beis Tviris. Just like a Teufel Beis Tviris is called a Tikkun. So you need a Kireya Manas Litvel Beis Tviris. But if the Kriya alone is a Tikkun, if there'll be a case, let's say that the Kriya alone is a Tikkun, let's say, we'll have a case of Kireya Bachamosoi, that the Kriya, or Al Mesoi, which we'll see in the Baraisa, that alone is a Tikkun. So then there's no Shir of Shtei Tviris, and that's what the Mishnah wants to tell us. The Mishnah is telling us, that Makalkul Amanas L'Sakin, if this Kilkul alone is a Tikkun, Shiyurikim Misakin, then you don't need a Shir of Beis Tviris. Shir hamelabein v'amenafeit v'hatzoiveya v'atova kemole roichev hasit kofel. That is the double amount of the space between the amo and the etzpa. V'oirek shnei chutim shiurek kemole hasit. Let us see what Rashi says. Asit kofel meforish b'gmor asit hu hefzik shebein etzba la'ama. K'mo she'odom yochel la'achivoy. V'im tovo, v'libein, v'nipeitz, v'tzova, she'en kulon ovis malochis chut echad oruch kishir azech haye. Hayrik beis chutim she'yuroi b'roich av ha'beged k'mo lei hasit. That's the amount he has to be oirig al kapon. Shavu pishloi orgu al pnei kol roichav abeget chayiv. So kemalei hasit is one way, because when you oirig, you oirig to chutim. So when you go one way in tzirik, so that's kemalei hasit kafel. So you only have to go into the roichav of the beget kemalei hasit ahin in tzirik. Al kapon, we heard in the Mishnah kereya b'chamosiv al meisay ispata. The reminu. We learned in the Baraisa, Akereya Bachamosai, Uba Veiloi, Valmeisai Chayev. Va'af al pi Shemechalolas HaShabbos, even though he's Mechalol Shabbos, Yotzo Yedei Kriyev. So the Baraisa is telling us, Zaytiki Yediye, two Yediyes. Yediye number one, that he's Chayev, he's a Mechalol Shabbos. That is not like the Mishnah. That's what the Gemara is going to behandle. The Mishnah says he's a Mechalkul, and the Baraisa says he's Chayev. But before we go into this sugya, the Braisa tells us another chiddush. V'af al pi shemechalo lesha Shabbos, even though it's mechalo Shabbos, yotzo yedei kriya. He's yotze mitzvah kriya. So the shaila is, why is he yotze mitzvah kriya? Why isn't this considered a mitzvah abo ba'aveira? So the Yerushalmi asks the kasha, why isn't this a mitzvah abo ba'aveira? The Yerushalmi ask, what is this different than a person eats matzah gzula? He's not yoytze because it's a mitzvah bo baveira, so it also should be a mitzvah bo baveira. So the Yerushalmi answers as follows. The Yerushalmi says, ma'ishmei matzah gzula, the hosom hu gufa aveira, avol hoche hu ovar aveira. By matzah, hugufa aveira. So the Ramban says, pshat the Yerushalmi, that there the aveira is in the matzah. Ubekriye, the aveira is in the kereya. Hu ova the aveira. And here the aveira is in the matzah. Which the Bible doesn't sound too explanatory, what the chilek is. And the Yerushalmi gives a mushal to explain it, what will be if a person will take out matzah in Shabbos, will be meitzim l'shus ha'yochid l'shus ha'rabim, so you'll say he won't be yoytze, he'll zicha be yoytze, even though with the bliyas ha'matzah, he made a hanoch of the matzah. That means a person put matzah in his mouth, and he went out from l'shus ha'yochid l'shus ha'rabim, he made a hanoch with the bliyah. So memeila, will you say that he's not yoytze? He's zicha yoytze. So Mamela, so this is similar to Kireya and Shabbos. It's similar if a person made a hitzor of matzah and Pesach. Masha'in kein, matzah gzula is different. And just to get the facts straight before we try to explain this, so the Ramban says that what will be the din if a person will be Kireya and a beged gozul, so then will be a mitzvah bo baveira. A beged gozul is similar to matzah gzula. Nekerei b'Shabbos is similar to a person who's moitzi matzah m'shus ha'yochid l'shus ha'rab min Shabbos. That is the, that are the facts. Now the lomdis is Chiddushi Rab Reuven. He wants to explain the lomdis as follows. He wants to say that the halacha. I once heard this from Rab Aaron Zecheinu Lebracha. Also the same lomdis came out that the Gemara in Lulav HaGozel says that when the Gemara learns out the psul of mitzvah bo baveire, so Gemara brings a posik, Eveisem es a gozel ves a piseach. Piseach is a balmum. So the Gemara says, gozel dum yud the piseach. Ma piseach les leita kante, av gozel les leita kante. So the Gemara is saying, in other words, just like if you'll bring a balmum, you won't be yaitse, it'll be a posel a kolm. So you bring a behem exula, it's also a posel a kolm. That is the Gemara in Lulav HaGozel that explains the psul of Gozel. Gozel dum yed de peseach. So they say pshat that the emison, the posik is telling us the lomdus of a mitzvah abo baveira. The lomdus of a mitzvah abo baveira is not the way we would normally think that if I'm doing a mitzvah, b'shas mais, I'm doing it through an aveira, so I'm not yoitza the mitzvah. No. The din of mitzvah bo baveire is a psul in the chefze shel mitzvah. Just like a mum passels a behemah lahakrove, so that what it's gozel, that the behemah is a behemah gzula, it's also a mum in the chefetz. So it's pasel lahakrove, gozel dum yede peseach. That a chefze gzula, you cannot do at most la mitzvah. You cannot use this chayfetz for doing a mitzvah. It's mostly mitzvah. That is the lomdus of mitzvah bob aveira. But if the gavre is doing an aveira, b'shas is doing the mitzvah, it's garnished. It's not, that doesn't take away from the kiyum mitzvah. The whole inyan of mitzvah bob aveira is that if there's a psul in the chayfetz shal mitzvah. So memeila, that's what the Yerushalmi says. The matzah gzule hu gufa aveira. That means this gufa is a chefza that was done aveira and it's puzzle. Here, by Shabbos, who over aveira? He was mechalo Shabbos. But to the kriyas abege, it hot us nish. There's no chesoron in the kriyas abege. The same thing if a person will be moitzi matzah, mirshus ayochel, mirshus arab. There also won't be a din of mitzvah abob aveira. And if a person will be kereya beged gozel, it will be a mitzvah bob aveira. That is how Rabbi Reuven wants to learn pshat in the Yerushalmi. So he says the Braisa is telling us a chiddush agavuche avo pishe mechala lesa Shabbos yotzo yedei kriya. There's no chesorin of mitzvah bob aveira. There's no chesorin of yovudle mahani also. Al Kaponim, that is what the Baraisa is telling us. But now we have a stire from the Baraisa to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Akerei al-Meisoi is potter, he's a mekalkul. The Baraisa says that he's not he's chak. So the Gemara says, Loikasha. Ho be-meis tidei. If the Baraisa is speaking about meis tidei, a meis that he's chayiv likroya, so that is called a tikkun. That means that's a tikkun in the beged. We'll see in Tosfos there's an inyan to wear a beged korua. So that's a tikkun. So memeila, that's not a mekalkul. Ho b'meis d'alme. The Mishnah is speaking about a kereya almeisa. He's speaking about a meis d'alme that there's no chiyav kriya. If there's no chiyav kriya, so there's no tikkun. So tamazay was mekalkul a beged. If there's a chiyav kriya, that's not called a kilku on the beged. It's called a tikkun. If there is no chiyav kriya, it's called a kilku. Frag the Gemara, v'ho meisoik toni. How can you tell me that the Mishnah is speaking about a meis da'alme, v'ho meisoik toni? So the Gemara says, lo ilom b'meis didei. No, it's also an ishgefella. It's speaking about meis didei. It's like a meisoik, it's a relative. Abba b'hanach, the lav ne'avelis nina, though that there's no chiyav kriya. It's also meisoik, nebuchab sazoik. Er hat zerrissen der Begetake, er ist gewaltig zerbrochen und zerschossen, that about, dann einfach, dass das Kore, wenn es mehr so, but since there's no Chiev of Kriem, so me meile, so, so es not a ticket. Frag die Gemorre, Asilu, he's not, Asilu, he is not, Chayev, be Kriye, als Kekuve, wie Chochem, or Chiyuvi, me Chayev, So the Gemara asks, but if this mace is a chocham, so he's weiter chayef. The sanya chocham shemace, hakel kreivav. All of them are kreivav. In fact, the Gemara hakel kreivav salkedaita. Ela ema hakel kikreivav. Hakel kairin olav. So memeil the zachiev kriye. So the zachiev kriye, so memeil, so if this mace was a chocham, If this Mesa was a Chacham, some Amela, so there's a Chiv Kri on everyone. Hakel Chiltzin Olav. Chiltzin Olav is a Kriyas HaCholok that the shoulder is exposed, that you see the Koseis. That's a greater Tzar and Agmas Nefesh. Not only it's a Kriya Milfonov, that is a Chalitzas HaKoseif. The beggar is torn by the Koseif, that the Koseif is exposed. Hakel mevaren olav birchova. This is speaking about chayla moed. About chayla moed, it says only the kroivim of the oval are mevare olav birchova. And but if the nifter was a chacham, is hakel mevaren olav birchova. They're all kroivim to the nifter. So memeile, so weiter is a chiyev kriye. So the Gemara says, lo tzricha delav chochem. The Mishnah is speaking about, he's not a chochem. Frag the Gemara, good, he's not a chochem. The Adam kosher hu, chiyuvi mechay, he's weiter mechuyev, afil he's not a chochem. The sanye, mipnei ma meisim bonov ubnoisov shel Adam kshehem ktanim, Why is Minema Mason Bonov of Noisov Shalodom Shanktanim? Kadesha Yivke Viyisabel Al Odom Kosher. So this is a Psashreklach Epshat, that he should cry Viyisabel Al Odom Kosher. Zevi Avent Afen Kindel, Zevet Avenin, they're also Ksherim, the Ktanim. Kadesha Yivke Viyisabel Al Odom Kosher. Fact the Gemara Kadesha Yivka Avune Shokli Mine, they took already an orif that he should know. And that veinim by an Odom Kosher, so that's why they took away his children, Mesuk Shem Tanim, that when an Odom Kosher died, they wanted a Fazicha that'll cry then. Chassam Sofer, the Drosha says, the Braisa could be Hezapshat. He brings a Maisa Shehoyo. That there was a person, Nebuch, that a child, was there, a Gelungene, Nebuch was Nifter, and very young, and no one could be Menachem him. And then this person had a Cholam. In the Cholam, he saw that the small child had grown up, and he became a Muma, And then he died and was merdik zebrochen that his Nebuchadnezzar's son was a mumma. So later when he woke up, his fakirti was zefrieden. Baruch Hashem, the kind that gestorben is not given an adam kosher. So wants to say that from Ibn Amesi, Bonov, Ubnoisiv Shalom Shem, Klishayiv Kivisabal, al adam kosher. Who knows what he'll look like when he'll be later? Ta'ibish the gemach. That they should be nifter als kosher.
It's like a Ben Sarah Warren.
Yeah. Kadesha, yeah. Elam ibnei. Yeah, so that, yeah. Aladam kosher, Kadesha, yeah. But the mother didn't want to take this pshat kipshutai. Elam ibnei shiloi bocha vihis abel al odam kosher. The reason is because he wasn't boiche and mis abel al odam kosher, so therefore, it's meisu bonav. Shekola boicha al odam kosher, moichlon loy al kol avinoisov, bishvil kovet she'osa. A very difficult gemara. Others want to say pshat, Danav Yosef brings down a pshat like this. When an Adam kosher was nifter, so one can clear a shaila. Why was he nifter? So you can look at it two ways. You could say, Ein Adam tzadik ba'oretz asher meis yamas leyechta, that Adam kosher. Adam kosher does not mean a gadol b'teira. Adam kosher. Adam mistame. He was meis als his own chatoim. So then hotas nish semir. Or could be he was taking meis als the oven adoyer. Now if he was meis als the oven adoyer from a meile, so then it does have to be. Then dafach b'chuvita. If he was meis on his averis, so I don't have to do tshuva. What does his misa have a shaykhis to me? So my mail is like this. That shekol aboich al adam kosher, moich lulay al kol avinaysa, because the reason of the b'chi is b'shvil kovet she'osa. That means that he was toile. The misa of the adam kosher is because of his chatoim. So Bishvil, that means Bishvil Kovitch also, that means he assumed that that's the Sibbe. So Memele, so the B'chi is a B'chi of Tshuva. So Memele then is Moich Nolei Al Kol Avinoisov. So then, Bon of Shalodom will not die. Because the reason Bon of Shalodom die is because the Nitfas Bavoin Avisayim. So if he does tshuva, so there's no avoinis, so memela they won't die. If he doesn't do tshuva, so memela, so then they will die. So that is pshat. So let's not see the b'rais. The tanyim name elaminei shalei bocha vis abel al odom kosher. And the reason was because he was toile. He wasn't toile that he died because of myself. He's toile. He died because of his own chatoim. So the sibis abchi is take because I'm toile that I'm the sib of his misa. So then it's abchi of tshuva. Is moich laloy al kol avinoisa bishvil kovit she'osa. So al kolponim. So we see there's an inyan of chi and evil al adam kosher. So Memela, so the Gemara's kasha is, afilu, he is not a Talmud Chacham. Afilu, he's not a Talmud Chacham. It also, there should also be, there also should not be a Mekalkel. Now let us try to understand the Gemara. There's a problem over here. Before we learned by a Talmud Chacham, Chacham Shemeis, Hakol Kroivov, Hakol Kikroivov, Hakol Koirin Olov. So here it says that by a Talmud Chacham, this Achiev Kriya. So Memela, so the Gemara is the Kasha, so what's Gate Miron? That the Meiso is not from the Zion Kroivim, but he's a Chacham, this Achiev Kriya. So the Gemara says, he's not a Chacham. Like the Gemara, but he's an Adam Kosher, he's an Adam Kosher. We learned that one should be boiche misabal al adam kosher. So the ritva esra kasha, good, you have to be boiche misabal al adam kosher. But what is the kriya? We're talking about, is there a chiyav kriya? Yes or no? It would seem there's no chiyav kriya. It doesn't say koiren. It says boiche misabal. So the ritva brings down to mahalach. One mahalach, the ritva says, that kriya is the chimum of avelis. If it says boiche umesabel, so that means kriya also. Because chimum, the kriya is the chimum of avelis. It's done b'shas chimum, and that shows the chimum of the avelis. And then he brings down others, that others say that einoch enami. There's no chiyav of kriya, but since there's an inyan of chi and evil, so that's not called a mekalkel al kaponim. That means that it's done l'kvoidai of the, that means hatapshat, stamazai, even though there's no mitzvah, there's no chiev, but it's not called a mekalkel. And so it's a mahalach, l'kvoidai for the adam koshe, it was thus. So memel, it's not called a mekalkel. That's at least two mahalchim in the Gemara's kash. And for the Gemara, leitzrich in the lavodim kosher. The Mishnah is speaking about, it's not another kosher also. Frag the Gemara, v'idekoi b'shas yitzis neshome chiyuvim mechay. Frag the Gemara, I believe it's not another kosher, but if it was there b'shas yitzis neshome, there's also a chiyuv kriya. The sanya rab shimim n'alozer oime ho'imid alameis b'shas yitzis neshome. Chayiv lekroye, olamazah doime l'sefer teire shenisrefo, and for the Gemara, loitzricha de loikoi b'shas yitzis neshom. So finally, we figure out pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is speaking about meisei that is not from the Zayin Kroivim, not a chocham, not an odom kosher, and he wasn't standing there b'shas yitzis neshom. So mamela, there was no legitimate reason to be kereya the beged. So mamela was kereya the beged is a mekalp. Now let us see Rashi. Nira be'einai dohochi garsinin v'raminu akereye b'chamosoi u'ba'aveiloi v'almeisoi chayiv v'afo b'shemachalos ha'shabes yotze dekriye l'mai v'gores akereye b'chamosoi u'ba'aveiloi v'almeisoi afal pi lo yedane ma yotze dekriye shaykh l'meima b'chamosoi v'amai noket b'chamosoi. That means, if you guys with above, that's the Dachsim, the only chiluk between the two girsois. If you guys with above, it's going on the last, bove. Krei b'chamosi b'aveil, v'al meisei, chayev avo b'shemechal l'asa Shabbos. But if it goes without above, it seems it's going on all three, so what's pshad yotzi yidei kriya? Yotzi yidei kriya, sh'odam chayev likroya al meisei. It's yotzi. Ho b'meis di day, b'reis di koni chayev b'meis di day, shechayev l'kroya holo. Hilkach kriya di day, lav kilkulu, elotiko. Like the Gemara of Ameis einami k'toni b'mas nisen, lo ilom b'meis di day, shemutul olam l'kovroi, miu bahanoch de lav ne'aveles ninun, she'einan me'oison amurim b'parshas kaihanim, Ovev ve'imoi b'noi u'bitoi v'ochi v'achoisoi. Rashi, for some reason, omits ishtoi. U'pachinan. V'ichocham hu, ze shemeis chiyuvi mechayev nami l'koyev. Kivin de mechayev, mesakenu, for my potter. Chiyutzim yoytzin lefonov chalutzei koseif. Chalutzei kosev. What does that mean, chalutzei kosev? Chalukai karua ad shekseifoi chalutzo arume. So the kosev is exposed. Mevarin olov b'chovo, shei mevarin ovelim b'chovo, sudari shayne. She'ovol oichol, einei oichol misheloi, bo'osa. He doesn't eat, but there's an isa. The Kamala Rachmon Ali Yecheskel, Lechem Anoshim, Loisoichal. I really don't understand that this word also is brought down also in Shulchan Aruch. There's a Psa Taz. The Taz says in Shulchan Aruch, he says that, it says also also la'ovel lechel mishaloi. Then it says it's a mitzvah on the shcheinim to bring him the first suda. It says a mitzvah al shcheinov sheyachilu mishalohem. So the taz is medayik dim loy sholchuloi ashehu yechidi ein chayev letzayir atzmoi. It's a mitzvah on them that if no one brings him, there's no issa. There's no issa to eat mishaloi. I don't know how he's miyashiv the lashon of the machaber there, and the lashon of Rashi is also unclear. Rashi says, "Shemavam avem b'chov esud rishayin yishav ol oichol ein oichol mishaloi." But also, Rashi wants to make the issa nisa. We learned the kamal rachmon li yecheskel lechem anoshim leisoichal. Lachem anoshim lo yisoichal, that Yecheskel was told he should not eat the lechem of others. That means he could eat his own lechem. Because Yecheskel was a unique din, there wasn't any availus by him. but like this, there's lechem anoshim toicha. Arvoine shokli kaidem sheyechta notlo mashkoine, they took a mashkin out of it. The sefer teiresh and nisraf. So the v'oimed alameis b'shas yitzias nishome ischayv l'kroi, it's daima l'sefer teiresh and nisraf. So the kashi like this. Alay sefer teiresh and nisraf chayv l'kroi, kedamrinem b'moyit kotn. V'megile shesaraf yayokim, d'chsiv loy pochtu v'loy koru b'gdayim. So memela, so that there was a tiny, they should have been kerei. Af nishmas Yisrael ni teles doimaloi. She'ein lecho reik bi Yisrael. She'ein boi teire o mitzvahs. There's always a sreifes ha teire. There's epis teire te gelernt. And it seems he could have learned more. So there's a psa-sefer, there's always a sreifes ha teire. That's how Rashi learned. So the Ritva brings down that they ask on Rashi, so what will be the din of a cotton or an ishe? So ain't a chanami. So others want to say, like Rashi says the whole dimion to a sreif, a sefer teire, is she ain't lechol reik, but you saw she ain't by teire mitzvahs. Why says you need teire mitzvahs in order to have a similarity to a sefer teire? So an isha that doesn't have teira, a katna that doesn't have teira, there shouldn't be a kriya, shouldn't be a chiyav kriya. The Ramban says, haneshome shehi ner elekim kaskores begvilen. That's what the famous Ramban. The Ramban said, he said, just like they have shemis on the sefer teira, so memela the shemis amekadish the gvil. So the mele, the neshama of the person is ner elikim. It's loigora mishemes akdoishim. A person has as others say pshat, kol yisrael yeshlam chelik, chelik alakami mal. So al kaponim, every yid, the neshama is doch a chelik alakami mal. So ha neshama, that's the ner elikim. So the mele, ka askoris begvilen. So a person is taka on the Torah that he learned. He has kedusha sefer Torah as the neshama shaboy. So memela. So that's why there's a chiyuv kriya. B'shas ma'isa. Zog Tosfos hakel chelzin olav oimer Rashbe v'afilu einay raboy chay. Who is not rabbi? Kedamrina b'moyev kotten mitonei raboy shemeis. Chocham shemeiston. There's a chiyev chalitzas kosek. Oho, the omar v'shili perik elam metzias rove kore leido hu gavre da azbere zuamo listroin. Someone told rove pshat na mishne. From a mele he was so mishne and tomid, so he was so tachverta. So he was so indebted to him, so he was kerei when he was nifter. Heinu krash weiß es als Rebbe, because he taught him something. Heinu krash eine Messache, ke den Talmud al Rav, ke den Talmud bepeke el me galten. That at the Etzem Kriya. The Etzem Kriya could be on learning from him. But it was a krash eine Messache, he wouldn't put it so back together. The Sanye Rab Shimin ben Eloza oimer hoimed al ameis, mashmel ha-shas, the mayri afilu ba'enei kosher. This applies to a person who's not a kosher also. Fragt die Gemorre. Tinach Mesa. Good. Some Amelos is very good. The Barais is speaking about Mesa that is a Chiyav Kriyas, he's a Mesakim. The Mishnah is speaking about Mesa that is no Chiyav Kriyas, he's a Mekalko. Elach Hamosa, Yach Hamosa, Kashe. But we have another Stire. The Mishnah says, Ekrebe Hamosa is Pota. He's a Mekalko. The Barais is Ekrebe Hamosa is Chayim. That means even though there is no tikkun in the beged, it's different than kriya. But here there's no tikkun in the beged, but there is a tikkun, there's a tikkun. So memeila so yechayim. You don't need the what the way Tosfos learned shad. the melacha, you need the tzairich that was in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, the kireya beged, the kireya mitzairich beged. He was kireya for his own satisfaction. But it's a tikkun. We'll see soon what the tikkun is. But that's the melacha shein tzairich legufa. Or Rab Shimon, the melacha shein tzairich legufa potter like. Frech de gemore, eime de shametle Rab Yudah b'misaken, b'mekalka mishametle. Here is a mekalka, where is there a tikkun? Aber Rabov in Hainami Misaken und der Covid nach der Schule auch le Yitzroi. Verkehrt, he has a satisfaction. He was burning mad, and now when he let out, he vented out his anger, so he feels better. The Covid nach der Schule auch le Yitzroi. Fragt die Gemorre, Chai Gavne Mishori, Tosanye Reb Shimon Lozor Oime Mishum Chilfa Bar Igre, Shom Mishum Rab Yechne Menuri, Amakareya Begodov Bachamosoi, המשבר קילוב בחמוסי ומפזה מאיסו בחמוסי יבינך כאויבד אבידי זורי. So this person is an אויבד אבידי זורי. The equivalent אויבד אבידי זורי. שכך הוא נוסוי של יצר הורו. היום אימא לא יעשה כך, למוח אימא לא יעשה כך, עד שאימא לא יבויד אבידי זורי ואילך ואיבד. That means this is an אומנס, that we're starting with בלטשחס. He's destroying קילם. And it's going to go till Avera Gereres Avera. Omar Avovin Maikro, Layyeh Becho El Zov, Lays Ishtacheva Le'el Necho. That means from the El Zov, you come to Ishtacheva Le'el Necho. Eze El Zov, Sheesh Begufi Shalodom, Hevi Oymer Zayetzer Horo. The Ben Yoyodo wants to say that Zov is how did Chazal know that this El Zor is the Yetzer of Kas? He says because Reiges is the first ice and the last ice is Zor, Roz. So Al Kaponim, that's Reiges. In the middle you have Gav, that's Begufei Shalodom. So that's how Chazal put together that El Zor Leyir Becho. So that's the Gava Odom, that's the El Zor, that's the Yetzahor of Kas. Eze El Zor sheyesh begufei shel Odom, avayim eze Yetzahor. So Memele, so this can't be called a tikkun. This is called, Ein lecha kilkul godol mizeh. Where do you have a tikkun over here? Leitzriche de ka'ovid lemil me'emese a'in shebeise. Now the purpose he was doing it not to satisfy his yetzer hara, not to vent his anger, no, he wanted they should have their cheretz for him. So memele, so this isn't called an avera. This is not called bal tashchis. Bal tashchis is it's only called ashchose if there's no purpose, there's no tikkun fakert. Ein lecha tikkun gadol mizeh, so hom der cheretz for him. So memele, so the kovid lamil me'im sa'in shebeise. So Memela, so that is not an Issa. That is sometimes people only understand this language. So Memela, it is called a Misak. Kiho de Rab Yehuda, Sholof Mitzav Yosa, that he went and took off the Sofer from the Beget. He tore off the Sofer from the edging of the Beget. Ravache bar Yaakov tovar money tviri. He used to take broken kelim and break them again. Rav Sheishes romilo laamsei monino areisha. Exactly what this means, I don't understand. Monina, Rashi says, means fish brine. Tzir shel dogim ktanim. And it seems it would seem he threw it on the, I don't know, if he threw it on the head of the shivche, I don't know if that's what the Gemara means. Romile la'amsei monina reisha. I don't know exactly what this means. The monina reisha was fish brine on somebody's head, but the romile la'amsei, I don't know. Rab Abba tova nichtemo. He went and broke the kiso yakad. So kaponim, you see, Fine Elch Yidin used to do this. So Memele, so this is called a tikkun. Zot Rashi. Ha Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara wanted to say, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a melacha shenisricha legufa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Yechayev. And the mission is going according to Rabbi Shimon. So Rashi, the minute you'll say this, so now we could say the same teretz. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yechayev and Kriya, it's a melacha shenisricha legufa. And according to Rabbi Shimon, Yitake not chayev. So you could say that the Mishnah is speaking about Take Meisoy Mamish, but the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shimon. Umeisoy and Meisoy Chanami of Mosul Trutze. Umeikori Ahadaluk Minu Kechatane. First, you want to say that both go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Vloime took Melak Rabbi Yehuda, the melacha shenisricha legufa. Kemoitse is a Meisoy Lekoivroy. That's first what the Gemara says. And later, The Gemara says, I don't have any eitzah how to be miyash of the two baraises, the barais and the Mishnah. So then the Gemara says, the Mishnah is going according to Rab Shimon, the barais is going according to Rab Yehuda. Nachas ruach li yitzroi, shemeshachech es chamosoi, mishori vahosanye, al melav mesakenu. This isn't called a tikin, shemelameid o malgil es yitzroi lo vayolo. Becho, mashme bekir becho. Shim hoya becha de elzo tishtachve leol nechal epsay. Shalev matzviosam in abeged b'chamosa lahar oisam shehu koyis. Tony akas chitzayni v'yaguru melefonu. Monini tzir shal dogim ktanim. Nichtema kisi akat.